Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Feedback. It's a little soggy out there, but don't worry. It's nice and dry right wherever you are. 8 minutes after 8, the phone number, 715-845-2155. 715-845-2155. If you're new to the program, thanks for stopping by. This is an opportunity for you to sound off and be a part of the program. We'd love to hear from you. If there's something that's going on that it's like, hey, nobody's talking about this, fine, let's bring it up. Let's see what we can do. If there's some things that you disagree with the opinions of the excellent award-winning host, fine, let's hear it. Let's talk about Libya for just a little bit. Since Muammar Gaddafi was ousted from power, various factions in Libya have been fighting for control. There have been this militia, that militia, just various groups fighting to be the leadership of this area. A lot of them are Islamic extremists, as you can imagine. Recently, an Islamic militia that calls itself Dawn of Libya says that maybe they have come to the they're the top dogs now. They've taken a hold of certain groups in the certain areas in the capital. They have run out some of the other rival militias. Apparently, they are taking over significant parts of the capital city of Tripoli. The reason I bring this up is these groups are not as dangerous as ISIS. These groups are fighting amongst themselves for the control of Libya. But the point of it is that the fighting continues, and this is not a stable area. This is still an area that is, in my opinion, ripe for a group like ISIS, if not ISIS, to come in and dominate. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not already making a move into that. So this is more of an example of why we should isolate the Libyans away from us. We should not be having an issue, any kind of relationship with Libya whatsoever right now. None of these groups want our help. None of them are saying, hey, we're all about democracy and we sure would like the West to come in. Nope. None of it. So this is a circumstance where I believe we should be hands off and not get involved and allow them to solve their own problems. However, like I mentioned, State Department, President Barack Obama, the White House has decided that now is the right time to lift the ban that has been in place since before the 9/11 attacks. This is the time to lift the ban and allow Libyan nationals to come to the United States and study flight schools and nuclear science. Does that sound like a wise thing to do as far as you're concerned? Would you do that? I would not. I would say that no. I would love to see democracy spread in Libya, but I'm not going to allow their nationals to come into our country and study things like flight training and nuclear science. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Well, I'm Janet here, but I wasn't calling about that. I'm sorry. I thought.
Oh, that's okay, Janet. Anything you want to talk about, I'm up for.
Well, I mean, yeah, that Libya stuff. I mean, them people have been fighting over there for years and years.
Yeah, those people.
My God, forget them people. By the way, I'm just wondering, when does my little prize come when I won 2 weeks ago?
We will be getting stuff out in the mail to you today.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, anyhow, keep up the work.
That's it? That's all
right.
You want to know?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jim. Have a good one. Oh, where's my pride? All right, so there's that. And, yes, if you've won something in the last couple of weeks, fear not, little camper. It will be coming to you very soon. I had to run around. Do you have any idea how hard it is to beat the prize troll? First of all, we keep the prize troll in a very small room in the basement for a reason. And only when it comes time to extract from the prize troll gifts to give to the winner do we go down there. And whew, it's not pleasant. Have you ever known a prize troll to keep a clean place? No, that's not how they do it. All right, so there's the issue with Libya. I just thought it was a very interesting thing that we should keep an eye on. I don't think it's a good idea that the United States is allowing the Libyan nationals into the United States to study things like, and specifically, flight school and nuclear science. It boggles my mind, the reasoning behind this. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this interesting little bit of information that's coming out of China. It's a small story. It's not showing up in any of the big, you know, news agencies. It's the article that I found. And again, you have to take this with a grain of salt. The article I found comes from the South China Morning Post. No, I don't subscribe to it. Tom does, of course. And I just happened to see a copy of it. I'm kidding. But they are saying, and you got to, the Chinese have made other announcements of their technological breakthroughs that have been less than accurate. But they're saying that they have developed a very unique supersonic submarine. They may not have a working model, but they believe that they've come up with the technology that would allow them to build it. What does that mean? And why do they want it? We'll talk about that when we get back. The phone number, of course, is 715-845-2155. 715-845-2155.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, prepare yourself because it's now time for the nerdy science moment of feedback. And it's not just for my own entertainment that I talk about this. I actually think that there's something very significant behind it. The Chinese government has announced that they are significantly closer to creating a supersonic submarine that could travel from Shanghai to San Francisco in less than 2 hours. They're predicting 100 minutes. Now, that's, of course, unless they lose your luggage. The technology is developed by a team of scientists at what's called the Harbin Institute of Technology for Complex Flow and Heat Transfer Laboratory. Apparently, they are making this technology makes it extremely easy for a submarine or torpedo, that's in the article, to move at extremely high speeds. We're talking supersonic, faster than the speed of sound underwater. Now, think about this for a minute. You and I, you know, water, much, much more dense than the atmosphere, therefore much more drag, and when you have moving at a high rate of speed, you have friction. All of this reduces the ability to go high speeds. Everybody knows this, right? Sure you do. Well, the Soviet military developed technology that they call super cavitation. And what this means is the missile, the submarine, or the torpedo is enveloped in an air bubble so that the item itself is not being touched by the water, that the air bubble is pushing forward and enveloping the torpedo or the submarine, thereby reducing the drag, making it much, much faster. The problem with the technology has simply been this. It goes in a straight line very well. But think about it. How do you stir? Good grief. How do you steer a vessel, a water vessel? You have to have a rudder. You have to have, like with a jet ski, you have to have something in the water, a propulsion, either a rudder or a propulsion device that will steer the item. Well, if you are encased in an air bubble, there's nothing touching the water, so therefore, yep, rudders are out. Well, the Chinese have said that they have now developed technology that would allow this. They are improving and expanding on the Soviet technology. In theory, super cavitating vessels could reach the speed of sound underwater which would reduce the amount of time for a transatlantic underwater cruise to less than an hour, and for a trans-Pacific journey to about 100 minutes. This is according to a report by the California Institute of Technology in 2001. So, is it a fact or is it fiction? One of the other issues that comes along with it is that the vessel itself has to be launched at high speed. Now, with a torpedo, that's not a big deal. With a submarine or something that is carrying human cargo, it gets to be a little bit more tricky. So here we are with the Chinese developing technology for a supersonic submarine. Okay. On the first surface, that sounds amazing. Wouldn't you like to have the ability to get on a boat, a submarine, in, let's say, New York or any of the other East Coast harbors, and be in London or any of the European ports within an hour? Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't you take advantage if you could, let's say, leave from Los Angeles and be in Japan in less than 2 hours? Wouldn't that be amazing? Yes, absolutely fascinating. Now, I know cost is an issue here, but it would be tremendous. We talk about how the world is getting smaller. Well, it would be fascinating. Come on, being underwater, that would be awesome. I would love it. I would be fascinated by it. But get your tinfoil out, because here's my concern. The Chinese are not a democratic society. Nothing in China is developed. Nothing in China is put together and explored except by the military. The military and the government control everything. Yes, there are businesses. Yes, there is free trade. Yes, there is some kind of capitalism that's going along in China, but it is a limited capitalism. It is limited trade, and it is governed very closely by the Chinese government. So when there is a development of a supersonic Chinese submarine, it's not Bob, the submarine maker, that has developed, hey, I've got a great idea, and I know for a fact that I'm going to make a ton of money in the tourism industry because I've got this supersonic submarine. Everybody's going to love me. No. It is because the Chinese government wants it. It is because the Chinese government sees that there could be a significant need and purpose for it. So what, just offhand, I know I'm going way out on a limb here. What do you think the Chinese would want with a vessel that could reach our shores in less than an hour or in less than 2 hours? What possibly could they want with that? I know it's far-fetched. I know it is highly, highly unlikely. I know that it is ridiculous to even think of an invasion. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you don't keep these scenarios in mind, then if something like that were to actually be developed, then you are caught completely off guard. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Scott. I just had a comment about that supersonic torpedo.
Yeah.
There is a really, really, really big problem with that idea, even in theory.
Okay.
Even though they're using air bubble around the vessel,
right,
you're still moving water, and when you move it at that high speed, you're creating kind of like a pressure wave.
Right.
Sound travels much better underwater, so you're sending out this huge sound wave in all directions underwater that could very well kill you know, many marine life, and not only that, but it'll let you know exactly where it is too.
Sure. I understand that. But we are dealing with the Soviets are the ones that developed super cavitating technology, and I believe they tested it out on torpedoes. And the Chinese are furthering the technology. My question to you is, do you think they care about the effect of the marine life with the sonic boom, I guess it would be, underwater? Do you think they care?
They may not care, but it does present a problem. Like, if they ever wanted to launch, let's say, a torpedo like that, we would know exactly where it is. Now, we may not be able to stop it because the sound wave would be behind it.
Right.
But,
well, and that's the other thing I was going to ask you, is if it is a supersonic vessel underwater or a supersonic torpedo underwater, and we get the ping from sonar or something of that nature, it's too late. Knowing we wouldn't know where it is, we would know where it was. And
well, as long as you knew its speed, you could actually extrapolate where it's going to be. It's just
sure.
Getting that speed would be tough.
And then what do you do about it?
Yeah, I suppose in theory they could actually take a ping if you want, and they would have to have some sort of forward listening station.
Yeah.
And then take the decay rate of the sound and be able to get a speed from that.
It's just a very interesting development of technology. I don't think it's anything that we have to go and run to the hills and be afraid of right now, but I just find it very, very interesting that the Chinese obviously have spent millions and millions and millions of dollars in developing this and will probably continue, all for what? What would be the reason that you would want, I mean, it's not like we're going to order Chinese food directly from Shanghai. What would be the reason that the Chinese would want such a high-speed vessel to be able to reach anywhere in the world that fast? Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, let's talk about a school in South Carolina where, yeah, political correctness has run amok. We'll give you another example of that and more. We'll take more of your phone calls when we get back. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.